The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Under Medicare for All, we cover all basic health care needs, so they're not going to be there to do that. I suppose if you want to work on that nose, they can do that.
So basically, Blue Cross Blue Shield would be reduced to nose jobs.
Something like that.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
God rest her soul, and your mom's still alive as your dad passed. God bless her soul.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me...
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, live here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And as usual, we have another fantastic show lined up for you today. We're going to have some special guests. I'm going to kind of leave that as a little bit of a secret for now, I guess. I won't mention who they are, but as per last week, we want to continue to talk to business owners and make sure that we support not only restaurants and bars, but all business owners in general, because, well, somebody does, right? I mean, it doesn't seem like anybody else is willing to support these folks. And unfortunately, our elected officials seem all too happy to put them out of business. It's really disgusting, to be honest with you.
Well, that's, you know, not entirely true, Glenn. Mark Poloncarz came out with a helpline this week. So I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah,
he came out with a helpline. He's going to help restaurant owners now. And I think it was a conference call that he wanted to do. Let's see here. I have the post. If you are a local bar or restaurant owner, please take advantage of this free online workshop. Pre-registration is required to register, call, blah, blah, blah. And this is on, I guess it's Poloncarz' Facebook, or he was promoting it on his Facebook page. So, Mark, you're a clown. You're an absolute clown. I mean, you've completely destroyed these places, and now is somebody who's, I don't think he's ever run a business, but you're going to host an online workshop to do what?
Just what people want. Just what restaurateurs want right now.
Here's the plan, Mark. Let me make it really simple to you. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. Stop the mask garbage, because it doesn't do garbage. It doesn't do anything when you are wearing a mask from the front door to a table, unless somebody's going to spit on somebody along the way. And nobody wants to go out to dinner like that. They really don't. They don't want to wear a mask. They want to go out. And you know what? If their buddies are three tables over, they want to go shake their hand. The death rate in this thing is less than the normal flu. I'm going to say it. Yes, I've said it for weeks. We have been spot on. We're the only ones with a set of stones since the beginning to call this out. Dave McKinley had a good post the other morning. I think it was Thursday morning about the true death rate of this thing and where we are right now. And it's sad. It is totally sad. And as liberals do, they demolish companies and then they go, "Let me save you. I'm going to be the savior." And then all their liberal buddies go, "Yay, look at how good Marky is. Look at how good. He's so smart. Look at he's so helpful." No, you have destroyed this industry. Destroyed it.
Who as a business owner wants to go listen to Mark Poloncarz tell them how to run their business, tell them how to survive in the COVID world? I mean, what are you going to tell them, Mark?
As he's working,
what are you going to tell them?
With the Health and Liquor Authority to shut them down, as they're sending in badged folks with guns into restaurants. We talked to somebody a week ago that owns a restaurant. Five people showed up, and this is a very good, clean-cut restaurant.
Right.
And as far as I know, never any problem.
Cooperated all three times previously.
Yeah, so now I'm going to jump on a conference call. This is an absolute joke. This is communism at its best, right? And Cuomo, we played the clips earlier in the week on our podcast. Cuomo talking about, if you open up, you disobey our laws, we're going to hunt you down. People are watching you. What?
Turning your friends, turning your neighbors.
Stop. Get together, folks. Band together and say enough is enough. You restaurant owners, don't blow each other in. Get together. All get together at once and say we're not listening to him anymore. That's what needs to be done. You gym owners, stop blowing each other in. Get together. Grab a beer somewhere together. Yes, grab a beer. Gather. It's okay. It's your First Amendment right to do that. And say enough is enough. We're all opening up together. Because he is destroying things, and now he's going to preach us and save us. What a joke!
Did you see the business owners in New Jersey that were arrested for opening their gym, kicking the doors back open and reopening against the the threat of being arrested again. I mean, that's really what we need, right, on a statewide basis and really a countrywide basis, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
There was a study. I'll find the article. Maybe we'll talk about it later in the show. There was a study that looked at, you know, mask wearing and things like that in the Netherlands, which, by the way, had never had a mask mandate, never locked down.
No.
Same with Sweden, right?
Ended up better than the states like New York that had the harsh lockdown policy.
Exactly. Yeah. When you start looking state to state, like, for a long time we heard the science. We have to follow the science. It's all about the science.
They just want
We're following facts.
They just want you to follow them.
Right,
and you know what? People are doing it. I've got conservative buddies who are walking in the store with their mask on and, I'm going to fight Cuomo. No, you're not. Listen to this, Glenn. A child in America is 66,000 times more likely to be sold to human traffickers than die of COVID. 66,000
really
times more likely to be sold to human traffickers than die of COVID. And by the way, in addition, your mask assists them now in being transported undetected. So the masks need to stop. Enough is enough. The masks need to go. The masks need to go. And I'm not saying you don't wear a mask. Look, folks, if you think if the masks work, then they'll protect you, right? The masks work. You want to. You think you've got a compromised immune system. You're nervous about being the 0.00003% chance that could pass away from COVID. I'm not sure why you didn't wear a mask 2 years ago when the flu was tough, or the swine flu, or SARS, or any of this other stuff. However, you've got that right to do that. Go wear your mask. But don't make me wear one. Don't make my child wear one and start to compromise their immune system. And, you know, children going to school, they're going to wear masks all day. We're going to social distance them. Well, that is an absolute joke. Joke.
The crazy thing that's going on in Florida, Mike, is that they're for all these private schools, right, they have taken tuition.
Oh, sure they did.
And then 2 days later, they're going,
Then drop the bombshell, right?
Wow.
Not refund. Oh, no.
There's no refunds.
No.
It's really, and honestly, you know, the teachers union now, it's out there, right?
Yeah.
What the teachers union is, they're using the kids and they're using COVID. Again, they're using the kids as a pawn, right? So that they can squash any sort of school choice. That's basically, if you look at now what the teachers want when they say, we're not going back to work.
It's about the charter schools.
We want to be safe and healthy, but we also want to get rid of charter schools. We want to defund the police. We want to, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
We want unicorns and
exactly.
Yeah, Disney World experience in the classroom every day. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. All right, folks, if you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. You can reach us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, or go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. Why don't we take an early break here, Mike, and then we can set up our guest here for the next segment, which I'm sure everyone's going to want to stay tuned for, and probably we're going to want to have him on for probably longer than normal, if that works for you. We can take a very short break. I'm not sure if we're going to open up the phone lines today, folks. You've got the Financial Guys Radio Network. Stick with us. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. And again, if you need us throughout the week, we are one of the very few one-stop financial shops, if not the only one-stop financial shop in Western New York. So whether it's, you know, property and casualty, wealth management, retirement planning, income planning, right? You'd spent your whole life accumulating assets, doing a great job building wealth. It's also vitally important that you make sure you've got the right distribution plan when you go to harvest that wealth. We can help you with that. And of course, much, much more. A mortgage department, Medicare, of course, coming around right around the corner, Medicare season.
I know,
is. So
unreal.
It's amazing how fast it's like we measure our
time flies,
our week, weeks by Saturdays and our years now by enrollment season.
You know what? It seems to be in our business by the way we manage money. It seems to roll in quarters to me, and then my weeks seem to roll by Saturdays because we're always back here in the studio, and then our business life seems to roll in quarters, and it's like, wait a minute, that quarter's already gone? Quarter's already gone. Wow.
Unbelievable.
So we do so much at the end of the quarter when it comes to analyzing the portfolios and rebalancing and understanding things that I just think quarterly on the financial side and weekly on the radio side.
Absolutely. And then we just did an investment committee meeting this week, and we'll actually be releasing some video and audio clips of that investment committee probably sometime this upcoming week. So stay tuned for that. Of course, information on our investment committee, all of our different departments, what we do in general, the background of the company, again, all of that, our TFG Academy educational series, all of that available for you for free on our website, thefinancialguys.com. Again, thefinancialguys.com. All right, very short break. You've got Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We are the Financial Guys, of course, and we'll be right back here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now,
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, Financial Guys. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. Welcome back. We've got the Financial Guys Radio Network. And, of course, if you need us throughout the week, folks, do manage money for a living. Give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS, which is 346-4897, 833-346-4897. Offices in Rochester, Buffalo, and Williamsville, down in Palm Beach in the Jupiter area, right next to the old Yum Yum Tree. Got to see the old Yum Yum Tree now. The icon is gone.
I know. It's sad.
They retired finally after I've been coming to Florida and Jupiter for over 20 years, and it's been like a staple for that entire time.
I know.
And
I would go in every time I'd fly in. Not every time, but many of the times. We'd just walk around there. We have so many cool furniture, yep. pictures, yep. and all this other stuff. Yeah.
So we'll see if it turns into a restaurant or something. I'm hoping it does. I'm hoping it turns into a nice restaurant with a nice outside patio area, because then I can just walk out the office, Florida office door.
That's right.
Across the street for happy hour. It'd be perfect. Well,
there's going to be a lot of restaurants available in the next few months, I would think. So.
All across the
country.
Yeah,
More so in the Western New York State.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, more so Western New York than anywhere.
Yeah, the governor down there had a brain in his head, didn't totally shut everything down and paralyze the economic system there.
Well, not only did not shut anything down, look, what's going on in Western New York is they're actually out there attacking businesses. I mean,
yes.
We played this on the podcast. Governor Cuomo going, we did 346 enforcements over the weekend. I mean, they're out there. Look, business owners are having a tough time enough. Restaurants and bars, according to the National Restaurant Association, are looking at 50%, half of not opening back up again. That's a huge number, folks. And for our state officials, to go out there and go after these businesses, we're going to yank your liquor license. And the intimidation is what bothers me the most. We talked to the owner of Neat last week. They showed up with four armed police officers. Now, that's after the three times that they were, somebody called to complain, right? You Karens out there, right?
You losers. You're a loser.
Yeah,
honest to God.
Mind your own business, right?
If you're riding by a restaurant and you think they're not social distancing, don't go in.
Right.
Don't call and complain. And by the way, for those of you, maybe we should complain about, I've seen polling cars on some interviews without his mask on, right? So maybe we send a complaint to that hotline, right?
Right.
Don't be afraid to do that. Send a complaint and say, why don't we investigate some of these people? Why don't we you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see body cameras on these health officials. I'm a taxpayer.
Yep.
I'm paying your salary. I want body cameras on you to make sure that you're always social distancing, that you're not leaving one of these restaurants that you're harassing and going home and hanging out and having beers with your neighbors.
Of course they are. After three times showing up with the inspectors and having no issues, why would you then show up the fourth time with four officers? Seriously, what are you trying to prove? Are you trying to intimidate them on purpose?
Yeah.
I mean, were they uncooperative the previous three times? Because that was not my understanding.
Leave them alone. And the mask rule's got to go. And it's got to end. The mask rule has to end because they're using it as an intimidation tool. And they're using it to steal people's liquor licenses, and they're using it to now garnish tax revenue. They know they're broke. They know that they don't have a lot of control over most of the companies out there because they can't pull anything, right? If you're selling widgets, they can't pull your widget license, but they can pull your liquor license, right?
Exactly.
The health department can show up and say, hey, I was never picked for dodgeball in the fifth grade, but now I'm going to show you my power.
Exactly.
I've got this badge that can shut you down, and I want your videos. And ridiculous. There'll be nobody left to tax. And Andrew Cuomo, by the way, earlier in the week goes, well, we're losing a lot of wealthy people. Huh? No kidding.
No kidding. How could that
Andrew,
be?
No kidding.
How could that be?
Wow. And he goes, well, please
shocker.
Come back. Please come back.
No.
Okay, please come back. Let me see. What am I coming back for? I'm coming back to the city? Well, you know what, Andrew? I made my money in retail, but my store's not there because you let these thugs smash the windows in. So I can't come back from that. Should I come back for better taxes? No, not welcome there. Worst taxes in the country. Oh, should I come back because what? I'm a conservative and you welcomed me? No, remember years ago you told me if I was a conservative, I'm nuts. Get out of here, right?
Right.
They're leaving and they're not coming back. New York City will never be the same. There will be pockets of success in this state. The gap between the rich and the poor will get wider, and they won't figure out a way as to why it happened.
Well, crime is
just
going
not
rampant.
That bright.
Even the Upper East Side now, the wealthy Upper East Side, is they've seen a 300% increase in crime.
Sure. Well, because we're not stopping them, by the way.
No.
And I called the town of Amherst supervisor the other day to try to get him on. He was accused of telling the police officers to back off as thugs were smashing windows in now on transit road in Amherst. He has not called me back. Jack. I have called him.
Well, we need to send somebody down then and stick a microphone in his face.
I've called him at least eight times, which tells me, by the way, because we wanted to give him the opportunity to defend himself, right, and say, look, here's what happened, blah, blah, blah. The fact that he's not calling me back tells me a lot, right?
Well, the former supervisor and the Amherst Republican Committee used to use our office for their meetings. I mean, we let them use our office for free because they needed some private space to meet, and we said, no problem. The new guy won't even call us back. We need to go down there with a microphone and wait till he walks out the building and shove it in his face and ask him the questions. Because no one else outside of Dave McKinley is doing that, folks.
No.
Let me
no
go
one.
Back just for a second to no back one. Up
By the
to
way,
the mask that
I did
you
an interview.
About,
like, sorry, Glenn, I did an interview the other day on a local TV station and they didn't play it. That should tell you a lot, right?
Right.
And the reporter, when she left here, I said, I was pretty honest with the death rates and exactly what was going on with COVID. Do you think they'll play this? She goes, I don't know.
They didn't even play the interview.
No, they didn't even play the interview. Not even play the interview.
I think that's
the
first,
exactly,
isn't it?
It's first ever, right? Because I was telling the truth on COVID. That's exactly. They do not want to hear the truth on COVID. They do not want to hear. They do not want
to
hear.
Go interview somebody else that'll lie to you then. Because
yeah,
we're honest.
That's right. They wasted an hour of my life, right?
Yeah,
got that back.
Let me back up to the mask. This is out of the Daily Mail out of the UK. The land with no face mask. Holland's top scientist say there's no solid evidence covering work, and warn they could even damage the fight against COVID-19.
Oh, who said that would happen? Yeah. Oh, man. Let's mark this right here. I mark this because I have said this for weeks. We will lose way more people because of the mask because your immune systems will be compromised. I assure you of that. You don't, unless you're cleaning the mask every 15 minutes. They're disgusting, filthy, bacteria-ridden.
Well, you're touching. Well, it's exactly like Dr. Fauci said early on. You're touching them. You're touching your face. You're moving the mask around.
That's right.
Face masks in public, as Particle goes on to say, places are not necessary based on all the current evidence, said Cohen Baran, spokesman for the National Institute for Public Health and the Environment. There is no benefit, and there may even be a negative impact. This is a bold but highly controversial stance, especially as fears grow of a second wave sweeping through Europe.
I can't wait to hear this. Second wave.
Oh, yeah.
Wave.
Well, it'll be second wave until November, and then the wave is gone.
Yeah,
speaking of November, I've got to play this clip from Biden.
Yes, you do.
I mean, honest to gosh, folks, they have to hide Biden in the basement for the rest of the campaign.
Well, Trump's
there's no way he can debate
him.
Way.
Trump needs to debate him every day. Trump needs to get out right now and say, when is the first debate? We need to get this thing out.
There is no way.
The American people deserve this.
No way. Right? There is no way they can put Joe Biden up on stage to debate President Trump. I just don't see, even if they throw him cream puffs, I don't see how they can possibly do it. This is an interview that he did recently. I don't even know what this is on. It looks like a podcast of some sort. It looks like what they're trying to do is almost a fluff kind of a softball interview. This is Biden's response to this, folks. And this is just startling. I mean, listen to this whole one-minute clip, and it gets worse as it goes.
Yeah.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental my physical as well as my mental fitness.
Honest to God, Mike. Honest to God.
Let
you can't make
Joe,
that up.
Let me tell you, Joe.
Wow.
If I was running for president and they accused me of being a cocaine head, I would very easily say, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to take a drug test, okay? I'll take it in front of all of you. I'm not doing cocaine, never did cocaine. It's not in my system. I'll take the test, and we'll move on with our lives. How about that, right? What are you, junkie?
Like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
That's like saying you got to take a test for cocaine before you get the job. Yeah, Joe, lots of jobs require a drug test before you actually become employed in that job.
That's right. My brother-in-law works in the automotive industry selling car parts. They drug test them.
Right.
They drug test them, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's really unreal. Like
he's selling oil filters and brake pads. And he's not running the whole free world. And he's got to have a drug test.
I mean,
drug test.
He can't even call. That's a one 1 minute and 4 second clip.
Yeah.
That was one question.
He's now a puppet for the Democrat Party. They know they can manipulate him. They know that they're going to get access to Obama and all the, you know, the leaders. He's already out there campaigning for him, right? Why wasn't he at the John Lewis? Why wasn't he a special guest speaker at the John Lewis funeral? Why wasn't
Biden?
Biden hasn't left
his basement in like. Since,
that
like,
should tell you a lot, though, right? If
he's not
actually,
going to,
if they thought he was competent, they would have had him up there. That is a plus stage for him to campaign on, right? Obama did for him.
Yeah.
But absolutely they would have had him there if they thought he had any competence.
The Democrats think that they can win this by just simply doing commercials and TV things. Well, and I got to tell you.
If they steal it, they might be able to.
Well, if they stuff the ballot box. But I got to be honest. Like, Hillary Clinton didn't show up in Wisconsin. She lost Wisconsin, right? She barely showed up in Michigan. She lost Michigan. Nobody in Pennsylvania. Liked her. She lost Pennsylvania. She lost Ohio. Where's Trump this week? He's in Ohio. Where was he last week? He was in Michigan. Where is Biden? In his basement, right? Biden's not in Ohio this week. Yeah. Biden hasn't gone to Michigan.
Look at new registered
Biden's not even going to Wisconsin or Minnesota or Minneapolis to collect his nomination.
The He's GOP going off is the event. Winning in new registered voters, and the only reason they're winning is because of Donald Trump, because the rest of the GOP, outside of about 15% of them, are totally, absolutely freaking useless. Mm-hmm. You know, they this week, they're talking about compromising again on extending extra unemployment benefits. What are you doing? You are paying people to stay at home. We don't have enough workers out there. I've been saying this for years, but it is absolutely out of control now. You cannot find an electrician. You cannot find a plumber. You cannot find somebody who does drywall. You cannot find somebody to cut your grass, clean your pool, cut your darn hair.
But you
don't have enough people.
No,
but yet we're paying them extra to sit at home.
It's
to
crazy.
Sit at home.
Well, we'll hold that thought. We'll talk more about the Republican in the Senate at the other side of the break. We'll get that interview in coming up here. You're not going to want to miss that as well. If you need us again throughout the week, folks, do manage money for a living. 833-FIN-GUYS. That's 833-346-4897. Offices in Rochester, Buffalo, and South Florida. Also, you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. All right, very short break. You've got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at *930.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas here live on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And again, if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. You can reach us at the office at 833-FIN-GUYS, whether it's Rochester, right here, our home flagship office in Western New York, in Buffalo, well, Williamsville technically, or down in South Florida, just north of Palm Beach, right in Jupiter. We have two locations there. We have an office full of investment professionals and an entire team ready to assist you, whether it's wealth management, retirement planning, estate planning, insurance, whether it be homeowners and auto or health insurance, Medicare division we have, and much more. So go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all that information and more.
Hey, Glenn, real quickly before we go to the interview, if you need help with Medicare, if you're turning 65, I would encourage you 2 to 3 months before to reach out to our Medicare team. It's a complimentary consultation, but they can really help make sure you get the right plan and you sign up the right way. That's really important. And the other department with your home and auto, boy, man, Mike Sprouse is helping so many people. Shop over 25 companies to save you money. And literally, sometimes he's saving people $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a year and helping many folks, by the way, that own properties here in Western New York and down in South Florida. And that is one thing down in South Florida with the hurricanes, the homeowner's insurance can add up. So I would encourage you to shop it. Shop it with somebody that has over 25 companies to save you money. So 833-FIN-GUYS to help.
All right, perfect. So without further ado, we're going to welcome our special guest today, Chris Gordella. Hey. Chris, we're with the Village Line. Thank you so much for joining us, Chris. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you you all having me on. Thank you.
So this is the second weekend in a row now. We're trying to help out another restaurant owner who's being harassed by the State Liquor Authority and the Gestapo of the state of New York. You guys came out with, you guys, a lot of great publicity for what I thought was a brilliant, very creative entrepreneurial menu. I love that. Who came up with that idea, Chris? Was that you or your brother or somebody else at the the restaurant?
Yeah, no. My brother came up with the idea, kind of sent me the venue after Cuomo announced his mandate that bars had to serve food in order for a patron to buy some drinks. And so we kind of reviewed it together over a laugh, and you know he asked me, "Do you think I should publish this?" And I said, "You know, it's well within our rights to do it. It might not be the most tasteful message for some people, but you know, it was clearly satirical in nature." And so we thought, you know, after 150 days of lockdown, that we could deliver a nice message to Mr. Cuomo and his cohorts over there in Albany.
So you put the menu out. Had the state inspectors been in prior to that, or not?
No. Okay. Look, we're a small neighborhood bar in Kenmore, you know, just outside on the border of Buffalo. You know, those knuckleheads in Albany have no idea where we were until you know we kind of forwarded our message to Cuomo. So it was clearly in response to you know. Some stuff that they didn't appreciate.
So they see the menu, they take offense to this, like a petty dictator, and they send in the state liquor authority, the health department, or both? Who came into the restaurant, and what did they say when they got there?
Yeah, so it was the state liquor authority that came in. You know, if you go ahead and read their written complaint against us, it's comical in nature. You know, the person came in, he asked for a menu. You know, that's what their position is. And the bartender who was on duty that day said we didn't have a menu, and they're using that to suggest that, you know, we didn't have any food available, which is complete and utter nonsense. And, you know, the state inspector, you know, said that he came in and saw three people at the bar. And, you know, my response to that is, you know, even if you're of the belief that, you know, we should be socially distancing and, you know, trying to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Why would the state inspector look at three people in a bar and choose to essentially tear us down? You know, we're those three patrons that were in there were probably watching TV of protests going on throughout New York City and the state, rioting happening. And, you know, Cuomo decides to use his limited resources to go ahead and shut down a bar who is, you know, serving a couple guys drinks after work. It's a complete joke.
It's outrageous. So if somebody is at your bar, right, and any bar really, they have to be eating what the entire time? I mean, can they not take a break? I mean, what happens between like the appetizer and the main course? I mean, if an inspector walks in and they're not eating at the exact time, but they're having a drink, I mean, how do they know if the person is eating and waiting on an order or something like that?
Yeah, it's a completely fair question. You know, our response to the state was, you know, it's entirely possible that three people were sitting at the bar without food in front of them. And, you know, what has any reasonable person ever gone to a restaurant and started their meal and finished it and had their table bust? I mean, you know, the mandate was purposely vague so that it gave broad enforcement powers to the executive in Cuomo to go out and pick and choose who he wanted to punish and who he would allow to operate, you know, essentially based on their political ideology. You know, it's something that all New Yorkers should just be completely outraged by.
I know I am outraged by it. And I keep telling people, get angry, folks. Enough is enough. Go out, support. Well, can they support you now? Are you open anymore? I mean, did they take your liquor license or shut you down or just give you a citation, a violation for now?
Yeah, no, they suspended our liquor license pending a hearing. And so,
unbelievable.
You know, we're trying to figure out, we might just open up at some point.
Good for you.
And
I'll tell you what, you open up, I'll make sure our entire office is there for you. We'll send over our entire 50 people strong and make sure you have a good evening for sure.
Yeah, first round of drinks will be on me, which I'm sure would be a violation of some law in New York.
Yeah. I'm sure. It's outrageous. I mean, it really is. I'm laughing, but it's frustrating. I mean, I'm angry. I mean, it just, you know, look at what, and I said this earlier in the show, Chris, the Restaurant Association, the national organization, is estimating that 50% of restaurateurs will not reopen. 50, not 5, yep. Not 15, 50%. 50%, folks, 50%, and that's going to be probably a low number. Why in the world would we go out there and harass business owners like this? So first, is that your first violation then, the first time they came in?
Yeah.
So they come in, they see. So they come in, they see three people at the bar with not food, and immediately they suspend your liquor license pending a hearing. You're out of business right away.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, this the Village Lion was not, you know, a profit center for you know, my brother. He didn't have to open. I mean, we were operating at a loss, trying to serve the community some drinks. And provide them with maybe a little bit of psychological relief after being locked in their homes for months. And to think that the state can come in and you know, pick and choose what you're allowed to eat, yep, when you can eat it, is just completely overstepping their authority. And you know, today it's the Village Lion, and you know what's going to be tomorrow. People have a choice; they can stay silent, or they can start to push back and you know. And let the governor know how they feel about everything.
Yeah, well, it's time to push back. So you go to this hearing now. Is this a closed hearing, or can like people from the public show up? I mean, you bring attorneys? Yes. Or?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we haven't scheduled a hearing as of yet. Okay. If I know New York State, I'm pretty sure that they won't want transparency into this.
Of course.
So it could be closed, but we're looking into it now to see what steps we can take to at least give Governor Cuomo a little taste of what he's given business owners and individuals throughout the state.
Can you sue? Have you talked about that or thought about that at all? As far as you know, is filing a lawsuit for you know, infringement of rights or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly a case for a lawsuit. You know, we're not looking for a money grab out of this. What we want is for business owners to be able to operate. You know, support their families by doing what they do, and that's operating their business. And you know, to have you know, your economic livelihood put at stake because you had the audacity of exercising your First Amendment rights is something that's completely unacceptable. So if we did pursue legal action, the end goal would be to get the state to stop you know, infringing upon our ability to speak out and dissent.
I mean, to me it seems like you got a civil rights claim here, right? So you put out a menu that was clearly offensive to Governor Cuomo. He sends mm-hmm. in the Gestapo to shut you down mm-hmm. with really flimsy allegations. Oh, I walked in and saw three people at the bar without food in front of them. Again, if I walk into a bar and I order a drink and I order food, I mean, I'm assuming you don't have like a machine on the Star Trek ship where you just put a thing in, like, you know, a computer, Earl Grey tea, hot, right? It doesn't just come out immediately where you put it in front of somebody, right? There's cooking involved, yeah, and things like that. So, I mean, it's very possible people could have walked in, ordered a drink, ordered some food, were waiting for it. The inspector walks in, you know, and there you go. Yeah. Now you're essentially out of business, which is just outrageous. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the state gave us the liquor license knowing full well that we did not have a kitchen on premises. So with the offering that we're able to provide our patrons is limited in nature. And, you know, they're forcing us to the market by essentially making us have inventory on hand in the event that a customer might come in and want some food from us, when our entire customer base are essentially, you know, it's a dive bar. You go there to have drinks.
Right.
So, you know, it's a complete joke. It's, you know,
so
operating a business in New York is just borderline impossible at this point. I don't know why anyone would want to risk capital knowing that the state is hovering over you, watching every move.
Well, with that said, are you guys considering closing down and just throwing in the towel and calling it a day and moving on? Or what's the thought process between you and your brother moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, look, we're willing to, pursue any legal avenues that we have. We certainly don't want to, you know, bankrupt ourselves on an ideological mission. But with that said, you know, our rights are worth something. And so if we do have to dip into our own pockets to get Governor Cuomo to push back on his authoritarian behavior, then, you know, we are willing to do that. So, you know, we're exploring options and are open to new ideas.
Well, Chris, maybe we can get together because we are in talks with a few attorneys and the financial guys are planning on filing lawsuits for a lot of different things, for infringement of our rights, infringement of free speech, harassment of business owners, and so on and so forth. Are, you know, a violation of our constitutional right to assemble. So we absolutely fully intend to not only sue the state, but to sue Mark Poloncarz and Governor Cuomo personally for trampling on not only Mike and I's rights, but everybody else in Western New York. So maybe we should talk sometime this week, and we can get together on the same page and maybe pool some resources to take us a little bit farther. Last question for you, Chris. And I would say get out and patronize these folks, but you can't right now because they no longer have a liquor license, right? At some point, mm-hmm. when you guys are able to go to the hearing or you know what it is, you know, please come back to the show, Chris, and give us an update. So when you do, if you are able to reopen, we can get out there and support your business and try to get you guys a jump start in revenue, perhaps, and get you back going again. But last question for you. Mark Poloncarz has announced that he is going to do a restaurateur hotline. I think it's Monday. To help people, to go through, how to run your business, taking tips from somebody who's never run a business, of course, let alone a restaurant. Do you plan on participating in that just to give them a what for, or is that just a complete joke to you guys?
It's the first time hearing of it, so I'll have to look into it a little bit further. But I can certainly look into it.
I think the ideal scenario, folks, is that it is now pre-registration is required, right? But I think if we can get as many restaurant owners as possible to get on that conference call, I think that's our opportunity to blast these guys, right? I think that's our opportunity to get on the phone and say, are you kidding me? You're going to give us advice on how to run a business when you're shutting people down? That's our opportunity, I think, to everybody, get on this web demo, record it on your own personal computers. And I think you just absolutely hammer Mark Poloncarz and these clowns on that call. So I'll make sure we post that information to our website at thefinancialguys.com. I'll make sure we put up the link and how to register for that. And I would encourage you, Chris, and every other restaurant owner out there listening and every restaurant owner you know, Chris, let's get them all on this upcoming conference call. I think it's like 9 to 11 or something, or 11 to 1 sometime this week. I'll find the information and get it posted. But let's put that out there and get as many people on this thing as possible and tell them what we really think, because I think that's the best opportunity we have to, shove it right in his face, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely join that. And, any way that we can support other businesses, against this administration, we're more than happy to do it. So long as we're keeping our eye on the ball and making sure that New York continues to be a free state for everyone. So,
all right, Chris, thank you so much. Chris Gardella, Village Line, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it. I will be back in touch, and hopefully we'll have you back on with an update on a positive note in a not-too-distant future.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Awesome. Thanks, Chris. All right, that's Chris Gardella from the Village Line, which I'm absolutely blown away.
Was driving me nuts not to be involved in that conversation.
Oh my God!
You could only hear one of us through the mic. So,
and
but he said a few things. We spot on, right? Andrew Cuomo is picking and choosing who can eat, what you can eat, and you Democrats, by the way, shame on you. This is not what America's all about.
Let me say this.
He also nailed it with saying risk capital. Who is going to put their risk capital at work in the state of New York? And you you're just incompetent morons who say, well, you know what? These people are making plenty of money, right? He was spotted. He's like, look, we don't do this for money. I'm sure they have other jobs. So, yes, there's people that work other jobs and own a company. And many of these companies like this Village Line are just about making it, right? They're breaking even. They put a little bit of their own capital in to make it float throughout the year to serve a few drinks, to give people a good time, maybe get away on a Friday or a Saturday and enjoy some time with their spouse or whatever. And they're going to go out of, they don't go out of business, but
just choose not to reopen.
Yeah. Many of these are just going to relocate. They're going to go down to Florida. They're going to go down. We're already seeing it. We've seen it with our clients.
No doubt.
This state is you won. You left-wing liberals, you have won. You have finally destroyed the state. You've finally destroyed it.
Mike,
have
let me
fun.
Say this. There's going to be people out there say, well, Mike and Glenn, the inspectors are just doing their job. Let me stop you right there.
Get a new
job.
Well,
hold on a second. You can have your job. You can be an inspector. I'm okay with that. You don't need to be a jerk, though, right? Yeah. You don't need to walk into a restaurant with four police officers. You don't need to walk into a restaurant like the Village Line and say, oh, look, you were sent in specifically to find a violation and shut them down because Cuomo sent you out as the brown shirts that you are, right? Mm-hmm. Why didn't you smash the window and light the fire to the business on the way
out
the door?
That's
you
right.
might as well have.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, you went in and you said, whoop, there's three people at the bar. Now I'm going to steal your liquor license. I'm going to give you a hearing. I'm just doing my job. That's I'm using my position to abuse other people in a way that is absolutely not only irresponsible, but it's just downright wrong. It's absolutely wrong. And for those of you that continue to do this, and I'm telling you, they tried that defense in Nuremberg. It didn't work, and those people hung. Right? Not saying we're hanging people in this state by any means, right? Although we don't have that penalty anymore.
But in a sense, they sort of are, and I'll tell you why. Because many of these business owners are going to die of suicide. I assure you of that. We know the statistics, right? We already said months ago that the drug abuse and the alcoholism will kill a lot of people. We're starting to see that, right? The next phase of this is business owners and people that have lost their job that go into a state of depression and cannot make it out of it. There's real consequences to this.
No
real
question.
Serious consequences to this. Right. And I'm a little bit different in that I really think if you're a dirtbag health inspector and you're watching people protest and smash in windows, the last thing I would do is go in and crush some business.
Well, you could easily have gone in and said, look, you got some people.
I gotta be here.
Are you guys ordering food? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you got to have some food. Listen, I'm going to give you a warning, right? Look, you don't have to go in and say, well, I'm here to shut you down because you put a menu out that was offensive to Cuomo. We got to take
a break.
But they are.
All right, how do you sleep at night? I don't know.
All right, we got to take a very short break, folks. You got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. If you need us throughout the week, again, we do manage money for a living. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Or, of course, you can call us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. Those of you in South Florida, be thankful you're not in Western New York, right? Because, I mean, honest to gosh, those in South Florida that are listening to this.
This really happens places.
Yeah, this is not happening
in
the
Florida.
US. You would have this be foreign to you.
I know what you're thinking. It's Cuba. No. It's Western New York.
It's Buffalo. Yeah, Buffalo. Craziness.
Yeah, New York City's even worse, by the way.
Unbelievable. All right, thefinancialguys.com. We'll be right back with a very short segment on the other side of the break. But, again, if you need us throughout the week, thefinancialguys.com or 833-FIN-GUYS. If you'd like a compliment consultation, just give us a call at the office. If you think like us, feel free to use us as a resource. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-346-4897. Our very short break. You've got the Financial Guys. I'm Glenn Wiggle here with Mike Lomas. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the show where money meets politics. I'm your host today, Glenn Wiggle, here with Mike Lomas.
It's time to talk money.
Do you know what he's done? The gap between the rich and the poor is going down. We've got 3.6% unemployment rates. Do you know what this man is doing?
The media will come out as the lapdogs, kissing the butt of the Democrat Party.
To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and I'm still just
sick.
Blown away.
I'm disgusted
by that interview.
I mean, disgusted with that, right? Could you imagine that we are here?
Unreal.
This is where we are, right? And when people said years ago, oh, you guys are nuts. Even now we have Democrats that are going, I can't believe Andrew Cuomo is abusing his power like this. What can't you believe about it? Where did you miss it? Where did you miss it?
But this is just
didn't
absolute
you know that
over
when he gave,
the line tyranny, Mike.
When he handed $1 billion out to, or $500 million out to some of his friends to do the construction project in the city of Buffalo, and money was filtered back into his campaign. Did you not see this coming? I mean, come on.
But it's
sickening.
This level of tyranny, though,
yes.
I mean, this level of tyranny. Look, folks, they put out a menu, as a lot of places did. Places came out with dollar menus. I would say I give Village Line an A++++ for creativity. They put a menu together, and I'll just say this. It started with French fries, and it went down from there, and it was an acronym.
Ended with ketchup.
Right? Exactly. Ended with ketchup. That's right. So it was some choice words for Andrew Cuomo. I thought it was brilliant, personally.
Yeah, go online, by the way. Go to our Facebook page. If you're not following us on Facebook, you should be, or Twitter. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, because we post a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely. It's outrageous. So Andrew Cuomo doesn't like the menu, or maybe it's Mark, like you said, like maybe it's Mark Poloncarz that sees it. Maybe it's just a liberal inspector that supports Cuomo.
Sure,
maybe Cuomo doesn't even realize. My guess, though,
did he say it was the liquor department or the health department?
State Liquor Authority, SLA, State Liquor Authority. Yeah. We played the clip
By the way,
podcast.
I've tried to call them, too. I've tried to call them multiple times to get them on the show. I've called the health department multiple times. They said they were going to get their Gail, their Bernstein or whatever, their main doctor. She never calls me back. They are absolutely just...
Oh, the one that said turn in your friends and family.
But here's the thing. They're all tough until we want to get them on the radio, right? They're all tough until we say, hey, look, we're taxpayers. We just want to hear your side of it. Never get a call back.
If we're going to play this game of I'm going to send in my brown shirts to shut down your business, if we're going to play the game of absolute tyranny, let's play the game. right?
Yeah.
If look at it, if I'm the restaurant and I've got a camera, I'm posting those videos, man.
Absolutely.
I'm putting the video saying, this is the inspector right here with the giant arrow that points to his face.
And we would love to, by the way, if you know any of these inspectors, please reach out to us. 633-1515 is the flagship number. Please reach out to us because we want to find these people. We want to make sure they are social distancing, and we want to interview them. So
I'm not a big fan of doxing people. We've never done that. We certainly could have, right? We get nasty messages. We get nasty text messages. We could certainly read somebody's cell phone number over the air and say, look, this is the moron who just texted us this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've never done that. We never will. However, if you're going to take the gloves off and you're going to walk into a business and you're going to shut them down arbitrarily because somebody doesn't have food in front of them and you have no idea if they've ordered food, if they've got food on the way, you have no idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to give them a warning. You're going to shut them down first time around. Okay. If you're going to come by my office, you're going to smash in my window, I'm going to post your picture online, right?
But, by the way,
you get to a point where you cross a certain line, folks.
Yes. And
okay?
They've crossed it.
They're abusing their power and they've crossed the line and the tyranny by far.
If these same folks that work for government agencies came out, if somebody from the health department came out and said, the number one concern I have right now is these protests, please stop them, I would be a little more sympathetic to the cause.
Right.
I'd say they
really
believe in what they're doing, and they're scared to death of transferring this COVID, which is, I think, a bunch of BS at this point. But you know, I would have a different outlook, right? I'm done with their garbage. They are totally lying to people. They know they're lying to people. Dr. Fauci, I mean, come on. The level he's at, and you can't answer the question, do you think protests are, do you think the government should get involved in stopping these protests? But he's the same one suggesting to our Erie County Health Department that somebody shouldn't have a beer with their buddy next to each other, and we should shut a business like this down. But they refuse to say the protests are a bad thing. They want them to continue. They think it's okay. I'm done. The minute those protests hit and these government officials couldn't come out and say it's over, that's garbage. This is, you can't tell me that COVID is going to transfer in a bar with three people in it more so than it would with 50,000 people sitting side by side, shoulder to shoulder, smashing in windows. You just can't. You can't. There's nobody that can defend that, right?
No, there's nobody that can defend that.
At that point, we know it's all BS. We know it's political BS, and I'm done with it. We need to defend these people. And by the way, I've said this for weeks. I'm not wearing a mask.
Mike, we're up against the clock. We got to take a break. I'm sorry. We'll continue this on the other side of the break, folks. We've got a whole other hour to go. If you are down in South Florida, you want to continue listening in the conversation, go to iHeartRadio. You can listen to us there. Just search Financial Guys. We'll be right back. A whole other hour to go here on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
The following is paid programming.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management. The Financial Guys and Independent Solutions are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, LLC. The political views on this show do not reflect the views of Peak Brokerage. This show is not intended to provide specific legal, tax, investment, or other professional advice. Please consult a professional for your specific situation. This radio show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to solicit or recommend any particular security. The information discussed is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed.
It's time to talk money.
Open the curtain, please. We are introducing New York State Clean hand sanitizer made conveniently by the state of New York.
It's the Financial Guys radio program with local financial experts Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
This is a superior product to products now on the market. Purell, competitor, New York State Clean. It has a very nice floral bouquet, little I detected lilac, hydrangea, tulips. What is not like?
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. Hour number two here on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And before the top of the hour in the last hour, we were just talking about really just the over the line part of what's going on here in New York State. I mean, I'm just shocked. Of what the state liquor authority is doing. I mean, they're basically, what Governor Cuomo is doing is he's using his state authorities, literally as the Gestapo, right? They might as well be literally smashing in windows and burning businesses to the ground because they're putting people out of business. That's what they're doing.
Right? They're looking at the protesters saying, oh, you're great. No problem. You're doing a wonderful job. I respect what you're doing, right? We've got the mayor of the largest city in the state going, oh, my daughter's out there smashing windows. And I'm just so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. She's just such, what an asset she is to the community, right? So they really are. And now they're doing this. Glenn, and if these conservatives don't step up, and I'm telling you this, folks, if you don't step up and start fighting back, it's going to get worse. Los Angeles earlier in the week has threatened to cut off water. They're going to cut off water and power to properties hosting large gatherings, right? So talk about your First Amendment rights just being flushed down the toilet, right?
Well, now
we're
going to
cut your water off and cut your – we're going to tell you who's allowed at your house, when they're allowed at your house, and if you don't listen to us, we're going to cut your water and your electricity off. Unreal.
Yeah, it's really unreal. I mean, it's to the point of outrageous. Let me – I'm going to pull this up, Mike, because I mentioned this before the top of the hour break, and I want to make sure everybody – is aware or able to log on to this, and that would be the – you have to pre-register for this, folks, and you're probably supposed to be a restaurant owner, I'm guessing. I will be registering. I will be going.
My guess is he won't let anybody talk. I'm not, probably not. Be muted. It'll be this informational.
That's okay.
Gather around the fire with Mark Poloncarz.
I'm sure there'll be some absolute priceless jewels of stupidity in there. I guarantee it. So a free program.
It'll start off with
owners.
We know what you're going through. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You gave yourself a raise, Mark. You and your buddies got a lot of overtime. You don't know what they're going through.
This is hilarious. We will review safety and health regulations, solving concerns, upcoming financial challenges.
Yeah.
Free workshop with Mark Poloncarz. This is great. This is really great. So I would absolutely be trying to get on this thing. And, you know, the cost is free. It's Monday, August 17th. You have to pre-register. And you got to check in at like 8:30. I think it's like 9 to 11 or something like that. Yeah, 9 to 11. So a full 2 hours of advice from Mark Poloncarz should be wonderful. We'll post that again to our website if you want to.
Is he going to sing it? Or
Let's check in with Mike Sprazza in the Homeowners and Auto Division. Hang on 1 second here. All right, Mr. Sprazza. That's my ringtone. Mr. Sprazza, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, hey, I got you too hot there. Sorry about that.
You're good.
Hey. All right. Mike Sprazza, of course, head of our Homeowners and Auto Division, doing a wonderful job helping people save money and also make sure they have the right coverage. It's one thing to save money. It's another thing to have the right coverage. And those two things are not always the same, right? So a lot of people say, well, I've got a cheaper coverage over here, and then they find out that they don't have coverage for uninsured motorists or, you know, the basement flooding or whatever it might be, right? So lots of things to look at when it comes to homeowners and auto, and they need to be on top of your game, right, Mike?
Yeah, and I think that's one big thing I could say. We do a lot of that, just the basic checkup of policies. It's not always that people are, you know, ready to move or want to move, but they really need to just look at their policies and review them. And that's what we've done a lot of. And oftentimes we find things are missing, things are too low, or their price is just completely out of whack. And a basic checkup of your policy, you know, just like your basic medical checkup at the doctor, it's important to do all the time, and just to make sure you're still in line and your coverage is still up to date.
Do you have coverage for like state bureaucrats shutting you down, like a business continuity coverage or anything like that, that restaurateurs or bars owners can potentially buy?
You know, it's very interesting that I got that question a lot. And honestly, I got that question a lot in the beginning of this whole thing. And the majority of companies were not covering loss of, you know, income, or loss of business income. Right.
So give us some good news, Mike. We just talked to another restaurateur being shut down by the state liquor authority. Give us some positive news here. Interestingly enough, by the way, not to digress, but I find it fascinating that one restaurant owner was harassed 4 times. They still haven't actually suspended his liquor license. The other restaurant owner put out a menu that had some choice words for COMO in an acronym, and they show up 1 time and he shut down immediately. I mean, that, folks, is tyranny. I mean, the unequal metering out of the law, right? You know, you're going to – so that's like you know, pulling over one person and you're putting him in jail. You're pulling over another. You're saying, go ahead. No problem at all. I mean,
no problem.
We're supposed to – the justice system is – the lady who holds the scales, right, the lady justice, she's blindfolded
crying.
For a
she's
reason.
She's crying right now. She's crying right now.
Well, she's using the scales of justice to beat Republicans into submission is what's going on. But anyway.
Well, the IRS didn't work totally. So.
Well, it's interesting you say that. But before my – Before my good news, it's interesting you say that, because I actually had a client, or it was somebody I was working with, not a client, but somebody I was working with that owned a restaurant and had to shut it down about a month ago because he couldn't go much. He couldn't go any longer. He was 2 months without really any income, had to shut the whole business down, which was pretty sad, which brings me to this point. And I think that's why now more than ever, it's super important to shop. I worked with a client this week. She was with a certain company for about 10 years. It was her, her husband, and her daughter. We ended up saving about $2,400 on the home and auto package with better coverage. So that's, you know, $200 a month now in their pocket difference. So I think now is the time. You know, people are struggling with business. Some people are struggling with either their, you know, their hours went down or they're unemployed completely. Now is the time. Let's look at this stuff and see if we can find you some savings or anything that'll help you out this tough time for most people.
Yeah, no doubt. So you can give us a call at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS, of course, locally in Western New York, 633-1515. I know you're saving people money each and every week and helping them out and making sure they got the proper coverage. So cost you nothing to shop, folks. Give us 14 minutes and Michael shop over 25 companies to try to save you money. So easy, even a liberal can do it, right?
Maybe not.
Wow. That's right.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. All right. Have a good
show,
guys.
See you, buddy.
I think we need to rethink that phrase. Looking at what's happening in the state now with some of these liberals, I'm not sure they're bright enough to shop the insurance. So
probably not. Well, they're bright enough to work the phone and call us and leave us a nasty message.
Which, yes, they are.
Which,
yes,
by the way, are. We've gotten a couple of new ones recently, and we really have to get those into some intros. I mean, we got to work those back into and we actually, to be honest with you, we've gotten a lot more fan calls lately, and we got a really nice message from somebody this week. Thank you
online.
So much.
Yeah.
Really appreciate
a lot of support
that.
Online, too, and I appreciate that. We don't really have the time a lot of times to be on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. We try to do our best, and we have a whole team of people in place here, but it is great to see. I do think, by the way, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know, as crazy as it sounds, I think Andrew Cuomo is now beatable, but it's got to be the right candidate with a lot of stones and a lot of money, right? Because there are a lot of people now, like this particular business, that is going to be really pissed off and really get the message out there that he has destroyed economic growth. Mark Poloncarz, by the way, very beatable. Got to be a good candidate. Got to be somebody who steps up and is very aggressive to go after and point out his incompetencies, which, by the way, if you need help with that, I can come up with a laundry list for you. I would happy to help with your campaign. But I think these folks are beatable. It's got to be the right candidate. The problem is it's such thuggery-style politics now that nobody wants to get involved. And it's not that people don't want to step up. There's a lot of warriors that want to step up, but they don't want to get their whole family involved in it. You know, it could be the wife that wants to step up. The husband's going, I don't want to go through this, right? We don't want to put the kids through that. I mean, that's what you have to think of now. And it's unfortunate. Years and years ago, you'd step up politically, you'd get involved, and you'd say, I'm only going to run for 4 years. I'm going to try to turn this thing around, and then I'm going to go back to my business, right? Now you look at somebody like an Andrew Cuomo who knows nothing else but politics. He's created a war chest that he can hand out to his friends and family. He's now picking winners and losers, not only construction companies and projects, but now restaurants and, you know, who does he like, who does he not like, right? So he's got just tons of power, and then you know that they're going to come after you personally. It's a big deal to run, huge deal, right?
No doubt.
And I think, you know, it's got to be the right person, but I think he's absolutely beatable this time. Although I say that, though, and you teachers who hated Common Core, you go right back and vote for them. You gun owners who say you're pissed off because of the SAFE Act, you don't even show up. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it could be. We've been doing the show for 20 years, Glenn. It's done nothing but go down in this state, and it really is depressing to say, is it ever going to bottom out? It can't get worse. Yeah, it can get worse. There's options now, right? And we see this. People are leaving. They're going to Florida. They're going to Texas. It's funny, throughout this whole COVID depression, I have heard time and time again of real estate trust getting involved in building properties now in the state of Texas, right? Huge projects, billion-dollar projects.
Yep.
Why is that? It's because they're smart enough to look out and forward and go, oh, but New York, look at what they're doing. Illinois, look at what they're doing. Minnesota, look what they're doing. Okay, where are these people going to get out and leave to? They're going to leave and go to the places that are welcoming them the most. And then, of course, you got Andrew Cuomo this week that says, come on back, you wealthy people. Have a drink with me.
I don't think so. Well, the best part, he goes, we can't just tax the wealthy, so we're going to have to tax the wealthy and some of the middle class.
Yeah,
I have news for you, folks.
Yeah, that's it.
The middle class to the wealthy are the only ones that actually pay taxes.
I love that.
The other 50%. So he might as well have come out and said, we're going to have to tax everybody.
Everyone.
That's what he said, folks.
Yeah,
and if you translate it. So we're going to take a pretty short break here. Again, if you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-3 833-FIN-GUYS. Go to our website if you think like us, thefinancialguys.com. I want to thank again the individual who left us a message this week. Was very kind. He said a lot of very kind words. And we know that we're your voice out there. We're going to continue to be that voice no matter how many arrows people throw at us. So your encouraging words on both online, our social media platforms, and even messages in the office, they do mean a lot to us. We do really appreciate it. Coming back from the break, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about this wealth management article. Biden hits the campaign trail with his tax policy proposals. Folks, if you want to know what life is going to be like under a Biden administration, should he win, which I don't think he will.
No.
You know, obviously we're looking at higher taxes. We'll talk about some of his proposals when we come back on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. We'll be right back here on The Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930, toll free at 800-616-WBEN, and cell calls are free at star 930. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back, everybody. We've got The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and The Financial Guys Radio Network. Thanks again for staying with us. We certainly do appreciate it. And again, if you need us throughout the week, thefinancialguys.com is the website, 833-FIN-GUYS. And don't forget to follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and our podcast, both available on iTunes and all the major platforms, as well as on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, where every week I say I'm going to do more YouTube rants, things like that, but never actually get to because we run a day job.
It's too much stuff going on between podcasts and radio shows and then running the companies. It's a lot.
It's just a lot. It's just, you know.
We can't even fit in time to protest. I mean.
Right? You know, so anyway. By the way, I next time there's a protest somewhere, we got to get – I got to get someone. We have an intern, right? So we need to get him to go like pick up a whole bunch of applications from like Starbucks or McDonald's or something. So that we just go out there and hand. I think because that's like kryptonite to them. I think if you hand out job applications to Antifa protesters or folks like that, that clearly when they're out there at noon, you know, don't have a job. I think that you know that's probably like kryptonite is to Superman, right?
So that would be great. Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
So let's talk.
We should just drop them from the air, actually. That's what we should figure out. We should
figure out scatter, a way, run.
Yeah, to get some kind of an air balloon and go over and drop off. Yeah.
Help wanted.
Big
no.
microphone. Yeah.
All right. So here is – so we talked about – of course, I don't have my glasses with me, so this is going to be a little bit of a struggle. But when you look at – you know, I was watching – oh, there they are. Thanks. I was watching Laura Ingraham last night. And she did an awesome piece, really just going down like, here's what a Biden presidency would mean. She talked about China. She talked about selling, you know, it should be buy me out Biden, by the way. No, Trump needs to change it. No more Sleepy Joe. Because Sleepy Joe is kind of that denotes like,
that's,
you know,
like
quietness.
The old grandpa. Yeah. And, might want to hang out with him. Not such a bad guy. Yeah.
No. Yeah. We need, you know, buy me out Biden, right? Because that's Biden has been bought off or buy me off Biden. It's just every day, Ukraine, China.
Joe's been in office for like 47 years. He goes, things have been absolutely a mess for the last four decades, and now it's my turn to fix it.
Right.
You've been there.
The whole time.
You're part of the problem. You are the swamp.
Crazy. So here's some of the present law when it comes to the tax code. If you recall, President Bush did drop taxes. President Trump also dropped taxes, mainly the corporate tax rates, although he did trim a little bit of the marginal tax rates for individuals as well, sort of. But the corporate tax rates were a huge cut, right? He brought down the corporate tax rate down to 21%. With a 20% pass-through deduction for qualified business investments, right?
So during the State of the Union address, by the way, Trump addressed that. I guess he talked about that, right? Like the number of companies moving back here because we are finally competitive, right? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names on the list of folks that we're going to relocate and bring money back to the U.S., big money, billions and billions of dollars back to the U.S. to create jobs right here at home because the tax code was finally in line with other places.
So now Joe wants to do, his proposal is a 28% corporate rate. So he wants to raise the corporate rates back up to 28%. He wants to repeal the 20% pass-through deduction for qualified business investments for taxpayers. He wants to, let's see, a 15% minimum global book income tax. I'm not even sure what that is.
I'm not sure he knows what that is.
He also, really well, think about this for business.
A global book tax. They just can't stop.
No,
they really can't stop. They can never stop. Just for once. Just for once, you Democrats, the Republicans, by the way, and shame on you because you negotiate with these left-wingers all day, every day, right? You're doing it again now. There's these vulnerable GOP folks, apparently, that there's senators that are offering more unemployment benefits. Like, that's not why we elected you. As a conservative, I'm voting for a Republican to actually go and fight and cut some of this garbage out. But they can't. They won't. But the Democrats, they never negotiate. They're not going to negotiate a penny of this.
They won't give
right?
an inch.
They will not give an inch. This watch and see. They'll go, like, he'll want some kind of stupid 15% global tax. Every Republican will say how stupid it is, and it'll end up at 7.5. Right? It won't end up at zero. It'll end up at 7.5.
Right. So what's going on? He wants to repeal the like-kind exchange for deferral of real estate, better known as a 1031 exchange for businesses. That's a big deal. Yep. Right. He wants to change the 6.2% payroll tax increase on employee wages over 400,000. So he wants to add that back in. Now, Trump, by comparison, wants to make the 20% pass-through deduction permanent. No. Right. That's his proposal. Right. Very simple. You go down this list, basically, and just to summarize, he wants to raise the top marginal tax rate for individuals from 37 back to 39.6. Right.
Yeah.
And so on and so
there
forth. So it just really
is. It's
outrageous.
A 3% right now, an extra 3% coming out of some of these business owners' pockets when we desperately need them to hire.
Right.
We desperately need them to put resources back into businesses and get those models growing again. That'll be just a real blessing to the economy.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, let's check in with Hannah. She has she's doing a sale of candy bars. I want to bring her up now if I can.
Yeah, this is, by the way, so
yes.
I know
how
it's
are you?
I'm good. How are you? Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Good.
No, that's okay. Can she hear me? Because I know we're having trouble with the mics.
She
cannot. All right, so I'll let you take over again.
So, Hannah, you want to plug, you're doing you've been selling candy bars on and off here for the last year or so, it seems, raising money for a local charity, right? And why don't you talk about that and what you're doing and how we can help you?
Okay, sure. So I am selling candy bars for Western New York Heroes, Inc. They are a local not-for-profit organization here in Williamsville, New York. They rely solely on funding from fundraising efforts such as the candy bars, donations, grants, anything like that. They're a veteran-owned and run business, and all of the candy bars that are sold for them go towards a program that helps match service animals to a owner who helps them with any disability that they might need. I know that with coronavirus, they are losing a lot of funding. So if anybody would like to help donate, they could go to westernnewyorkheroes.com or they could stop in the office and buy some candy bars. They're $1 a piece or $32 for a box.
And you have plenty available, right? So there's boxes and boxes. If somebody wants to come by with 100, you can supply them with the 100 candy bars or enough boxes, right?
Yes, just give me a heads up. And if I don't have it, I can just go ahead and run over there and grab them for them.
Perfect. Great cause, folks. If you want to stop by our office, we have candy bar boxes right there, 305 Spindrift, and Hannah's right at the front desk. And or go right to the website. What's the website again for Western New York Heroes? Again, these folks, like everybody else, everybody has had their fundraisers canceled. They've had their galas canceled. They've had, their bars shut down. Oh, no, that was a different conversation. Sorry. They've had their businesses crushed. Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, there's a lot of need out there. And Western New York Heroes is just a wonderful organization. So anything, I know times are tough for everybody, but anything you can spare for a great organization would be very much appreciated. What's their website again, Hannah? Plug that again for me.
The website is wnyheroes.org.
WNYHeroes.org, and the org is the key, right? So Western, WNYHeroes.org, you can make a donation there. Or, again, you can just, call our office and or stop by our office at 305 Spindrift, and we're happy to provide you as many candy bars as you'd like. So if you need us or if you want to call Hannah at the office and find out more information, you can call 633-1515 or, of course, 833-FIN-GUYS. Thanks, Hannah. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Yeah, real quickly, got a bunch of business owners nice enough to call and just grab a box, like we do. Leave it on the desk out front, And if you can do that, we'd appreciate it. They were, by the way, visited from, I think, health inspectors or the mask police at one point. They actually went into to talk about dirtbags. And I'm you know what? And when you folks call and say, you shouldn't call people dirtbags, and don't be a dirtbag, right? Sometimes you deserve to be a dirtbag.
Real easy.
It's real easy, right?
Real easy.
Are you kidding me? The mask inspectors are going into Western New York Heroes, these people that put their lives on the line, like, and you're going in to see if they're social.
For the freedom to not have to wear a mask, right? Now, how insulting is that, right? How ironic is that?
Oh, my. You know what? You're a dirtbag. You deserve the title. You won. You're a dirtbag.
All right, we got to take a very short break. Listen, folks, if you need us throughout the week, again, we do manage money for a living. We'll talk more about these tax proposals. There's really more here, and it's not, none of it's good when it comes to Biden. So we'll talk about some of the other things that Biden wants to do as well when it comes to changing the fundamental nature of this country. So,
did you see, by the way, Glenn, that they're shocked that hospitals saw fewer heart attacks over the last few months?
Yeah, go figure.
Maybe it's because geniuses, you listed them as COVID.
Yeah,
deaths.
Exactly.
Just saying. Right?
Exactly.
Do we really think that God said, hey, you know what? We'll just throw COVID down, but we'll stop the heart attacks? You know,
right,
let me tell
you,
folks, the 150,000 deaths are BS.
Yeah,
they
no doubt.
Are BS.
No question. All right. 1-800, I'm going to plug the phone number. 1-833-FIN-GUYS if you need us, thefinancialguys.com. Very short break. We'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
Forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
You're listening to The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. To reach Glenn and Mike now, call 803-0930. Toll free at 800-616-WBEN. And cell calls are free at star 930.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. We've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas here again on the Financial Guys Radio Network. And of course, if you need us throughout the week, if you think like us, thefinancialguys.com or 833-FIN-GUYS. Before the break, we were talking about some of the Biden tax increases. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're looking at higher regulations, higher taxes, no tariffs, right? So more trade imbalances. China goes back to buying off Biden. You know, buy me off Biden is his new nickname that I'm calling him, right?
Did his son ever come back from China yet or no?
No, he's still on the payroll. So his son's on somebody's payroll. You pick the corrupt regime throughout the world, and I'm sure he's on that payroll, too.
The class act son who
remember,
you know, Biden a few weeks ago said, you don't know what it's like to be a single mom. Well, your son's,
like the stripper
he
knocked
up? He was a pretty good sperm donor,
yeah.
I guess. So.
Yeah, nice work.
He knows all about it.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, I got to play more clips again. We had a couple of text messages in on the text board that requesting us to replay the Biden clip. And then I've got another clip I'm going to play as well. So let me replay this Biden clip because this is, you know, we talked about some of the tax increases, obviously, again, more regulations. But I just don't know who's actually going to run the government if they do elect Biden, right? Because clearly Biden is not able to probably make his own dinner at this point. You know, in the financial industry, you know, when you look at long-term care, nursing home, they have these things called ADL, right? Assisted daily living. So if you can't function and do, you know, two out of these five things, you qualify for a nursing home, right? Bathing, feeding yourself, right? Being able to go to the bathroom
on
your own.
On yourself.
Biden does not meet the requirements. He would actually be able to get nursing home coverage to because he's meeting some of those daily livings that he can't function on his own type of deals. And that's definitely Biden. He is, when I saw this clip originally, it almost made me, it did make me sad. I just thought to myself, please put this poor man on a porch somewhere and surround him with his grandkids.
Well, he's perfect. He's perfect for the party, right?
Man.
Because they can control him and do what they need to do with him, right? And they're doing exactly what they need to do, which is hide him, right? You hide that candidate. you win by lying, right? He's not going to come out and say, you know, I'm going to raise taxes on everybody. It's always the rich, right? So he's going to, you know, they're going to do those things. Obama's going to campaign for him. They're going to hide him, and they're going to hope they steal the election, right? It's the only way he wins, by the way. GOP, there's more GOP folks signing up to the GOP party right now, the Republican Party, than there is the Democrat Party. So the media misconception that, oh, my gosh, all these young kids, these kids that are looting are strung out on heroin. They don't even know where they are.
Well, that's why they want mail-in voting, because they have these kids are not going to go and find their way to the ballot. They're not going to find out where their precinct is.
No, remember, they want their autonomous zone, right? They want free ice, so that's what they want, right?
Yep, exactly, exactly. So let me play this Biden clip. This is really just unreal. I mean, it really – this is a 1 minute 4 second clip, and honest to God, it just goes downhill right from the start. He just can't even formulate a full sentence. It's pathetic.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but I mean, I'm so forward looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There can be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental physical as well as my mental fitness.
I don't mean to laugh.
Wow.
You can't get it out.
I mean, just physical fit.
Fellas.
Wow.
Where am I?
What? Where am I? What am I doing? I mean, wow. I mean, just unbelievable.
Perfect for the party, though. They want it. That's what they want. They want somebody that can weekend at Bernie's with, stand up next to him and say, I'm going to talk for you, Joe. You're not smart enough, right? You folks aren't smart enough. We see it. You know what we need is an Andrew Cuomo who's going to tell you what to eat, how to eat it, pick his winners and losers.
But don't insult him. Because if you insult him, he will come in and shut down your business. I mean, what happened to Village Line Bar and Grill is outrageous.
They want control, and they're getting it. They're getting it. The conservatives are watching them. Oh, you want me to wear a mask? No problem. Oh, yeah. I don't like Andrew Cuomo, but I'm going to throw the mask on. Okay. So
let me play this next clip. This came out from the Trump team, and this is one of his new campaign ads. And I got to tell you, this is really – this is well done. I'm gonna. Mm-hmm. This will be posted to our somewhere. We'll probably post it to a YouTube channel or something. We'll make sure it's posted up.
It's allowed to be posted now.
Right. If we still allowed to, but this is. I mean, this is an ad on really Obamagate. Trump tweeted it out yesterday. Maybe somebody else made it. Maybe it's not an ad, but it's well done. Whoever did it. Let me play this. This is really good.
Trump will not be president.
Highly critical, biased text messages between senior FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
There will be no question about the outcome of this election.
And she got ahead of herself. This utterly stunned this campaign.
Head home. You should get some sleep. We'll have more to say tomorrow.
Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power.
The peaceful transition of power is one of the hallmarks of our democracy.
We want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
These declassified documents that were just released.
Officials in the Obama administration were asking for the identities to be unmasked of Americans.
Unmasking of aides and staffers of the incoming president.
The basic charge. Political spying.
To disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. The
unmasking of American citizens it could be a real problem.
Why is it that the unmasking of Flynn somehow ended up in the pages of the Washington Post?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn.
The vice president said that yesterday. And then the last name on this list is Joe Biden.
The Obama administration was bitter. They wanted to do everything they could to undermine the incoming Trump administration.
Really designed to sabotage and really upend the new administration.
An outgoing president and a vice president and a Washington Post columnist and the FBI setting up an incoming administration.
Wow.
That's a real conspiracy. and nobody wants to talk about it.
That is well done.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, folks, I am going to pin this to our Twitter feed. Now, I have something pinned up there now that I'll have to go back and repin because one of the comedians, and it's very serious. He's not being comedic. He's talking about the death of the poor child down in Atlanta, and I pinned that because obviously the violence going on is breaks your heart when you see some of that stuff. But this is I'm going to pin this as well because this is important. I want people to be able to see this. Repost this everywhere, folks. So go to our Twitter feed @FinnGuys. Grab this video. Put it out there everywhere that you can. We'll put it up on our YouTube channel as well. And make sure you share this and send it everywhere. It's very well done.
That is the key, is to share as much of this stuff as you possibly can, because the mainstream media is absolutely corrupt at this point. I did an interview with a local news station the other day, and they didn't play it. And even if they disagreed with me, they should have played it, right? They should have said, here's the interview, whether you like him or not, but they were asking me about what I truly thought about the economy, why the stock market was coming back. And I said, well, part of it is because the stock market knows that the COVID numbers are BS. That is part of the rebound, right? Now, for us to have sustainable growth, we have to open the economy. We can't keep playing this, you're going to wear a mask, and if you don't have the mask from the table to the bathroom, we're going to fine you, and, picking winners and losers. That's all got to stop, right? We've got to open up. As much as I'm not a big fan of the NFL right now and what they're doing with kneeling and all that stuff, you have to open the economy 100%, or we will go into a Great Depression, right? But when I've told them the truth about the COVID numbers, they didn't play the interview. I said, here's the truth. The models were 96% off. That's a fact. That's not a lie. It's a fact, right? We were told we were going to lose 2 million people. We didn't. Not even anywhere near that. We'd be lucky to lose 75,000. That's a bad number. But why didn't we care about the 80,000 we lost from the flu 2 years ago, right? Didn't play the interview. Why? Because they don't want you to know the truth. And this is sad, and it's scary. They are punch drunk with power, and they want it to continue to roll.
Well, the reality of it is that the medical industry, like the scientific industry, is supposed to be about consensus. It's supposed to be about differing ideas. It's supposed to be about challenging the thought process so you get to a better outcome or solution or just understanding of what you're looking at. But you had to know something was awry right from the get go when right out of the gate they're starting to shut down all these other dissenting views. They're taking them off of Twitter. They're taking them off of YouTube. They're silencing them. People are getting fired. They're losing their jobs. They're being questioned by the medical boards and things like that. These are practicing doctors, thousands and thousands of them, folks. I'm not talking about one heretic that maybe says some crazy things that they need to be sanctioned by the medical industry. We all have, our own industry boards that kind of make sure that, nobody goes completely off the rails, right? We're talking about thousands of doctors that have signed off on letters to the president that have said there are other treatments here. You can't doubt the data. I'll find a piece for them. Maybe if I can find it during the break, I'll play it in the next segment. There's an awesome chart that came out that somebody put together that really shows, all of this in reality. And it's what you think you know is really not at all what the case is when you compare different countries and what they've done and what the outcomes have been versus, everything they're telling you. The countries that have used hydroxychloroquine as their main treatment have had a far lower death rate than the United States. And so the media and the Democrats wanted to be able to say, well, look at what Trump did. Look at the U.S. Look at how bad we were. We have higher death rates than the rest of the world. And the reason for that is because of Trump. Yeah. No, the reason for that is because
Andrew Cuomo did.
Well, the reason for that is because the mainstream media and their accomplices in the Democrat Party are shutting down doctors by the thousands that are saying, whoa, hang on a second. Other countries are doing this. You can't deny the results of these other countries. Look at what the other countries have done. And these folks are being shut down. I'll make sure we post that.
And if
as
we
well.
Simply were just, if the media wasn't so corrupt and dishonest, they would be investigating, which is what they're supposed to do, investigative reporting, right? They would find that a big chunk of these deaths, maybe half of them, are from heart attacks, right? They're from cancer
gunshot
patients.
Gunshot wounds, motorcycle accidents,
right? So they would find that a big chunk of those are gone. And then they'd also find that if people like Andrew Cuomo didn't take COVID-positive patients and stick them back in a nursing home next to healthy people, a big chunk of those people would still be here as well, right? So if we just handled it with a little bit of brains in our head, which, again, you could say, well, well, Andrew didn't know. You know what? We did. How were we not calling him out?
Right.
And the media is not. How are we calling him out and the media is not? Right. We said that. I mean, you basically broke the story, Glenn. You got the paperwork showing him forcing people back in the nursing home. We're thinking, how dumb could you be? I mean, what could possibly go through your brain to say that's a good idea? That's going to be a nightmare, right? So, if we just did some simple things and thought this through a little better, Andrew did, and we didn't give him the power to do it because we vote him in, things would be different, very different.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we're going to take a very short break, folks. Again, if you need us throughout the week, thefinancialguys.com, 833-FIN-GUYS. And a couple of other things that I posted to our Twitter feed. I do the most of the Twitter feed posting, not all of it, but a good chunk of it. The whole George Floyd thing, that's another thing that is not what you think. No, right?
Of course not. We said that too. We got to go back and get our tape. Right? We said all that.
Why didn't the police release the – maybe they did and the media didn't play it. But
I'm sure.
They finally have leaked out about 8 minutes of the pre-arrest. Before George Floyd is even on the ground, he's saying he can't breathe.
Can't breathe.
If he just gets in the car, he survives, right? He won't get in the police car. He refuses to get in. He's saying he can't breathe.
And maybe if he didn't have all kinds of drugs in his system, he would have lived as well.
He's
right? Not saying what that officer did was right.
No, absolutely not.
This officer probably walks, right? Listening to some of the attorneys.
Now that you see so that's the problem now, right? So what's going to happen is now that I have seen the full story and shame on the media, my gosh, folks,
they're just running
with the Democrat narrative of blue lives bad, right? Cops bad. It's ridiculous. Right, so now you fan the flames that this was obviously and now that I've seen the overall footage, how bad are the riots going to be when this guy gets let
That's
off?
Right. That's right.
Because again, you got a guy saying before he's even on the ground and being restrained, he's saying I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the defense, right?
The next time the federal government needs to step in immediately and say, okay, enough is enough. We're stopping this right from the get-go, and we're using all the force we need to make sure you're not breaking windows and smashing things.
Right, but what we were told was that was not at all the full story was. Now the media...
He was not resisting arrest, is what we were told. He was cooperating.
He was peaceful and cooperating. Yeah exactly. Mm-hmm. Even the other person in the car is like, stop resisting. You can hear her on the tape saying it. So, anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back a little bit. And then the other thing I want to talk about, this is a Yahoo News article. I'm shocked they even put this out. We only have a few minutes left when we come back. But gun sales spike. And you'll never guess who the biggest group buying guns is because they're the most fearful of their homes being burnt to the ground. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You've got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back on the Financial Guys Radio Network.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
The story was an American and a Russian arguing about their two countries. And the American said, look, in my country, I can walk into the Oval Office, I can pound the president's desk and say, Mr. President, I don't like the way you're running our country. And the Russian said, I can do that. The American said, you can? And he says, yes. I can go into the Kremlin, to the General Secretary's office, pound his desk and say, Mr. General Secretary, I don't like the way President Reagan's running his country.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of today's show. We didn't get to any callers. My apologies. I promise we'll be back taking calls next week. It's just we have a lot of stuff we want to get through. And, to be honest, sometimes it's really difficult to work in calls and stay on topic and get to all the stuff we want to get to. There's just so much stuff happening week to week. And this is one of the big things here that I think is really important to understand and what's going on. You know, Mike, you always talked about, a trade being important, safety being one of those big, a big
number
four
one.
Things you were looking at.
When you look at economic activity, safety has always been number one. Safety, if you got a safe place to do business, you can overcome a lot of different things. If you don't have safety, you don't have economic activity.
So gun sales spike. The sales year over year are up about 100%. The highest overall firearms increase comes from black men and women, especially black women, who show a 58.2% increase in purchases during the first 6 months of 2020 versus the same period last year. I wonder why. Could it be that liberals are burning down their cities? And could it be that who is talking about defunding the police? Let's see. Which party would that be? Joe Biden, by the way, he's all in for defunding the police. Folks, these people, who suffers the most when you defund the police? think the people in the city of Buffalo are going to suffer the most, or do you think the people in Clarence are going to suffer the most?
Right.
I mean, logically, the people in the city of Rochester
Buffalo. Or the inner city. You pick, right?
The inner city.
I'll tell you what, though. There's a bright light in this, and I continue to keep saying this. You know, here's what that tells me, Glenn. Americans, forget about black and white for a second, Americans are gunning up. Right?
Yep.
Americans, when Americans panic, they buy guns. And black and white folks are buying guns to protect their property. Long term, this might not be such a bad thing. If, you know, the more Second Amendment it's a great thing. Yeah. The more people, and I say that from a voting standpoint, right? You get more and more people going, you know, we've always said in the great state of New York, right? If the gun owners would just show up and vote, we wouldn't get the dictator, Andrew Cuomo.
That's
it would be real easy, right? What are you thinking? Just get off your butt and go vote. But they don't. They don't.
Mike,
maybe more of these people start losing their, you know, as you've been saying, when the monster comes and he comes for you, and they'll come for everybody eventually, right? It'll be this restaurant, then that restaurant, and then it'll be full circle everybody. They want control of everybody when they come for you. But at some point, you got to stand up to the monster. Hopefully, that's what this is saying.
Well, the next thing, when the liquor license, wouldn't that apply to convenience stores and Tops and Wegmans?
Oh, I mean, sure.
Couldn't you find violations wherever you wanted to, right?
And trust me, folks, we've been talking about the liquor authority and the health department, right?
Are they dirtbags? They're absolutely dirtbags.
The next part will be the New York State tax collectors. Watch and see.
They
will be the next
building inspectors, code enforcers,
whatever.
Let me play a clip of this, because this young lady here, I think, really sums it up best in this clip. I think her words are just perfect and why she's picking to arm herself and defend herself.
My name is Whitney Davis. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I own two guns. The main reason I did buy my gun is for home defense. Police are great if there is any kind of robbery or break-in, but again, it's kind of reactionary. And when you're in the moment, you have to defend yourself. So I feel a lot more safe for having my gun. Guns, plural now. I've always wanted a gun with the pandemic and just kind of the Black Lives Matter protest that's been going on kind of lit a fire underneath me to get it sooner.
My name is Michael Cargill, owner of Central Texas Gun Works. Ever since March, we've had a dramatic increase of people coming into the gun store. I would say it's tripled wanting to purchase a firearm. They're coming in with their family, husband and wives, boyfriends and girlfriends, coming in to purchase a gun and also get the training.
So anyway, we can play more of that next week, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But that was both people in that interview are African Americans, right? So the store owner, the gun owner, as well as the young lady. And you notice she didn't say, "I'm out there with Black Lives Matter. I believe in what they're doing." She's saying, "I'm worried." I'm worried they're rioting in the city with the whole pandemic thing going on, the Black Lives Matter thing. That's not positive, folks. Yeah. She's buying a gun. You listen to what she said, because of the whole pandemic thing, because of the whole Black Lives Matter thing, the whole defund the police. She goes, police are great. She supports the police, right?
Yeah.
So this narrative that, you know, they do these polls, the polls come out, you know, 50% of Black Americans don't support the police. Who are they talking to about this? Because everyone I know that's African-American supports the police. There's not a one of them that I know that say, I hate them. I think they should go. Are you crazy? In fact, everybody I know. Everybody, forget the color. I don't care what color you are. I mean, everybody understands the value of the police force and the fact that we have to have them on the streets to keep us safe. I mean, in Minneapolis, folks, the police commissioner just basically told people comply with the criminals. They put that memo out this week. Literally, they said if you could, we have a 300% spike in crime. If you get affected by that, give them your wallet, give them your cell phone, comply with them, do as they ask.
Well, that shows you the minority.
Are you insane?
If you did a poll in the U.S., the majority of people say you cannot defund the U.S., but the minority is winning, right? They are winning this battle, right? Because we're saying, okay, here, you know, no problem. Here's my wallet. Have it. You win.
But think about that, folks. So where does that end? Again, when you feed that monster, it's like a kid, right? If you give them everything they want, they become a monster of a kid, right?
That's right.
This is the same thing with criminals.
And more.
They're
going to want
exactly until somebody gets killed. That statement from Minneapolis is going to absolutely cost people their lives, right?
Yep.
And of course, as you said, Mike, now all of a sudden they showed up in the mayor's town down on Mayor Street. Uh-oh, right? When they showed up at Mayor Byron Brown's house, you know, he was whisked away by police, right?
Wait, I didn't think you were in this street.
Yeah,
Come on.
Yeah, but of course, Mayor Byron Brown, he does support the police. So I'll give credit where credit's due. He has basically been unwavering in his support for the Buffalo Police Force, and I give him a lot of credit for that.
Well, I guess if you're looking at from a Democrat standpoint, from the Democrat Party standpoint,
exactly.
He's been more supportive, right?
Well, he's going against the grain, that's for sure.
Slightly.
Well, huge, I think.
Yeah, it's sort of sad, though, when we're saying Byron, who's telling the police officers, you know, he's still saying, look, police officers got to change. And no, you know who needs to change? The criminals. Stop breaking into stuff and you won't get hurt, right? You don't stop smashing windows in and you won't get hurt, right? Play by the rules and you'll be fine.
Right.
More white people were killed by police officers in the last few years than black people, right? Stop. Police officers are not the problem. Criminals are the problem.
That's right. And giving criminals a free pass to get out of jail to have no consequences is a huge problem, right? You're seeing ginormous uptick and violence and even well-heeled suburbs, right? I mean, that are the Upper East Side of New York City that has a lot of billionaires and millionaires have now seen a 300-some% increase in break-ins and robberies at gunpoint.
Yeah,
and these folks weren't able to defend themselves. It's really scary stuff.
De Blasio going, I think it's just pent-up demand from criminals.
I'm sure.
Pent-up demand? Yeah, are you talking about?
Well, like, Ocasio-Cortez is out there going, they're hungry. They want bread. Oh, I see. That flat-screen TV looks a lot like a loaf. Let me read you a few statistics.
$100 Nike sneakers don't look like a loaf of bread to me.
Yeah, that'll keep you sustained for a week, I'm sure. just from the Yahoo News article, and I'll make sure we repost this again to our Twitter feed, @FinGuys. In many states, estimated gun sales doubled in March compared with February. In Utah, they nearly tripled. And in Michigan, a coronavirus hotspot, sales more than tripled. So you're seeing, you know, people going out all over the country, that are buying guns for the first time because they're scared to death of what's going on. And they're scared to death while they're watching their cities burn and police be told by these bureaucrats to stand down. And I don't think that trend's going to end anytime soon. So we need to get back to some sanity. And I think that's Trump's message he needs to get out there. But that's going to do it for us, unfortunately, for today's show this week. Folks, if you need us throughout the week, again, we do manage money for a living. We have a fantastic team of professionals. You can find out all about what we do and all of our different departments, as well as our TFG Academy. Don't forget an upcoming Medicare season. Sign up for those early and often. And again, go to our website for that, thefinancialguys.com, or call the office at 833-FINGUYS. All right, on behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with The Financial Guys, and we'll see you next week right here on The Financial Guys Radio Network.